à 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850 $ pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
No sweta, Krisu Iganin Kamraik Heathu. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Well, this week's program will have another of our occasional series of what I call All Trad programs, where we feature Welsh traditional music in all its forms. As you know, if you've been listening to the program in recent months, Welsh traditional music is in rude health at the moment, with the scene being revived by younger artists, as well as the alt trad scene, which blends traditional and more contemporary alternative influences. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from Ogam. From their Ogami Gam album, this is Kandiogi. That was Kandiogi from Ogam. Ogam was a traditional band that was initially formed in 1995 to compete at the former Caneffin Music Festival in Fostraffel in Ceredigion. A festival that initially was mainly oriented toward traditional music, but later incorporated a lot of Welsh rock music as well. They won their competition at the festival, and later they started playing quasi-regularly around Wales. And also, like many Welsh traditional groups of the era, did tours outside of Wales, including in Brittany and in Ireland. They are also one of the few Welsh bands to date to play in Quebec. And during the peak of their activity, they recorded their early album, Ogam E Gam, on the side label in 2000. Ogam seemed to have stopped performing at some point after 2001. One of the most interesting Welsh compilation albums of recent years was the Stavexpar signed Tí Gwerin compilation album, which was released in the summer of 2025 and which featured traditional music from a mix of well-known and emerging artists. There were some artists who made their recording debut on the album, such as Elena Karras, and others who I had not heard of up to that point. One of the latter was Irvin Rice, a musician originally from Singapore who learned Welsh in recent years and who has started performing Welsh traditional music. His track on the Stavexpar signed Tí Gwerin album is also his recording debut. This is Irvin Rice with Clúigh Gwyn Rose and Her Have here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, yeah. crossing at heart. Well, I think me they do queer na fate yo a moy na very order in a batir. Cast thoe or a blank a bum faggot mewn gair dyna ti'r gwyn.
That was Llwgwyn Rose at Her Half from Irvin Rice, one of the most significant, mainly traditional musicians on the Welsh music scene today is Mary Mathias, who is originally from Ceredigion. She got her start in her teens as a member of the trad pop group Raff Dam, who had won single as part of the Singulair Cellar series in 2015, and the track was also included on the compilation of the same name, getting additional exposure. Mary then went on to university in Caerdydd, where she started her solo career, and she released her debut EP in 2020 with her debut album, the highly acclaimed Annoon, coming out in 2022. Subsequently, she released a collaborative EP in 2025, and she also started an alt-trad group, Muzog, which has also released singles in recent times. Mary has recently come out with a new single that's a precursor to her new album, but we'll have a track from her Awan EP on the program this week. This is Mary Mathias, featuring Cnevin with Ara Can Haeaf. Thank you.
Cymraeg o fi.
That was Orican Heaf from Mary Mathias featuring Cynefin. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. Plu is a group comprised of three siblings, Ellen, Margaret, and Gwilym Rees from Bethel near Caernarfon. Also the origin of several other artists currently active on the Welsh music scene. The group was formed in 2012, and they released their first self-titled album in 2013 on the Spriggan and Borth label. Most of the members have also been involved with other musical projects, as Gwilym was a member of the band A Bandana until they split in 2016, and since then he's also had a solo career as a traditional musician as Gwilym Bowen Rees. Margaret has also performed regularly with the band Cowboys Roast Botanic, with whom Plu is closely linked to. Plu released an album, Made That Children, in 2015, and their second general album in 2016, with their most recent release being Tree from 2022. From their Tree album, this is Plu with the Distrio Ni.
Ac mae'r gwynt yn codi rym yn ei hwyl iawn. Ewyn gwyn yn corddi dan y creigiau. A wel dron y melin ac y melau. Henna'r gwair yn gwyro y ceiad.
That was Dinistrio D from Plea. There are currently several projects in Wales that have done albums with largely spoken word poetry accompanied by music, and these include the alternative group Voskok with their most recent album, as well as Thomas Williams with his jazz rock style Cymwyl Tystion series. A new project from Wrexham is Troy Carrig, and it's from Sarah Erdig, who's been assisted in this by Stuart Estelle from Voskok. The musical background for Troy Carrig is mainly the harp or piano, and it has traditional roots, though the words are relevant to the here and now, from the point of view of a Welsh-speaking woman from Wrexham. This is Troy Carrig with the Dywysog is Erian here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Llifodd y lliw o'n gwallt gwynnau, yn olif tawel gan adael, niw sudanaidd o arian disglair yn eir gylchu fy wyneb syndromaeth. Gweudodd y lliw o'n croen anhynod wedi ddisodlu gan alabaster ysblennydd, a daeth swsys hael i batrymu fy mochau gan fframio'r ddau gilgant ar bochdwll unigryw. Glawiodd y lliw o'm llygaid siocled yn ddiferion ar hap gan adael smotiau o wyrddni mewn chwyrliad o batrwm marmoraidd carpiog. Ceiliodd fy nghliw a daeth y gwynt fel hwrdd o ddicter i'n carcharu mewn cawell o synnau brawychus a dryswch. Mwtaniad y genin yn dewis yr adeg i'n traws ffurfion gyfan gwbl. Gwisgais mewn glas llachar a lliwiau'r sbectrwm oer i gyd fynd am delwedd dywynol. Yn fy swigen ynysig, pendromaf uwch fy nhynged bosib, mewn cyd-destunau gwahanol. Ar un adeg mi fyswn wedi llosgi fel gwrach, neu ar goel certh aberthol, ac yn y dyfodol, ni fydd rhai fel fi yn bodoli. Mae nhw wrthi nawr yn ymyryd â DNA ac yn dileu embryonau. Yn niwl y dyfodol, caiff fy amherffeithrwydd ariannaidd ei wahardd am byth bythoedd. Mae'r normau a'r cyfreithiau wrthi'n gwneud y paratoiadau trist yma. Ond yn y cyd-destun bresennol ac yn fy amgylchiadau personol, mae gen i'r hawl i fodoli ac i ymfalchio hyd yn oed yn fy unigryw-iaith. Ac yna hefyd yn anisgwyl daw tywysogesau ariannaidd eraill ar y sgrin ariannaidd i hwyluso fy einioes a'n esmwyth. Yng nghwmni Calisi ac Elsa ac Addison, caf fod yn fodlon fy myd fel tywysoges arian yn fy swigen o lesni a niw sudanaidd disglair.
That was the Dywysoges Erian from Troy Carrig. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from the duo Shan Phillips and Danny Kilbride. Shan Phillips, not to be confused with the actress of the same name, is a fiddler who does traditional and classical material, and she started her career around 1997. Other than her first album on Flak Trad from 1999, her releases have been collaborations with other musicians, notably from the Welsh trad scene. One of these was with Danny Kilbride from the Kilbride musical family from Caerdydd. He is a guitarist and has played with and released albums with his brothers as Kilbride, and he has also played with other groups. Shan Phillips and Danny Kilbride released their album, Jack Toback, in 2001. And from this album, this is Fiddloid Sweel. That was Fiona Sweel from Shane Phillips and Danny Kilbride. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. We're currently on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cave Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Duke of R. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Yglarorva. This is Peeb Gammy.
Thank you.
That was Pib Gami from Eglororva. Eglororva was a traditional music orchestra founded by Clara, one of the organizations in Wales that promotes traditional music. Clara has been around since 1996 and is mainly about the playing of traditional instruments. In 2006, they formed the Glororva, a combination of the words Clara and Cadorva, the Welsh word for orchestra. And this ensemble was unique in a number of ways, in that it was open to all musicians who were able to learn the tunes. Glororva started off with around 40 members from all parts of Wales, and at its peak, it had around 70 members, and they performed at several Eisteddfods and at other events around Wales during their existence. They released one album on side, Glororva and View, in 2009, but the group finished around 2015. Brother McGee is a family group of five brothers from Bay Triather near Kirkgubby on Innes Moan, with ages ranging from school-aged to young adult. They've been performing traditional music since at least 2015. The band has been playing regularly since their formation, mainly locally, but also at times further afield, including Ireland. But up until recently, they haven't had much recorded output, with only a single in 2018. However, they have recently released their debut album, Five, a reference to the number of band members, on the Bryn Rock label earlier this year. From their Five album, this is a Brother McGee with Quora I'll Wear, here at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Then you'll cover house and do it in tight. Carry on all the blind.
That was Quarrel Aware from Brother Mickey. Periant is a duo from Powys that does alt-trad music, and it features the fiddle and guitar. They were established around 2018, and they released their first album in 2019, but for most of their career, they were not very well known among Welsh music fans, in part due to them playing mainly at alternative festivals and venues that are not as well known. However, after their appearance on the Stavex Sparse Sign T. Gwerin compilation, the band became better known in Wales, and they've started to be covered more by Welsh media. From their 2024 Duckweld album, this is Periant with Spoons.
Thank you.
That was Spoons from Perriant. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Pigeon Cleis was a group from the Caernarfon area, which started out in 1994. They had five members during most of their existence, and they played traditional music which incorporated influences from other Celtic nations. Pigeon Cleis released their first album in 1998 on the Sign label, with their second album coming out in 2001 on Flak Trad, with their third and final album being released in 1998, also on Flak Trad. The group ended in 2007 after the death of their lead singer, Fionn Have. From their 88 album, this is Pigeon Cleis with Tia Garth. That was Tia Garth from Pigeon Cleis. Arlog is one of the most established traditional bands in Wales, and they were formed in 1976 to perform at the Festival Interceltique in Lorient in Brittany that year. Although the band had originally intended to disband after playing at the festival, they decided to carry on, and over the years, they became one of the most popular traditional groups in Wales, also being one of the rare full-time bands in Wales during the 1980s into the 1990s. Arlog was also known for their collaboration with the Welsh folk singer David Ewan, and their best-known tune is Yma Ohid, sometimes considered the second national anthem of Wales. Arlog has released 8 studio albums to date, in addition to live albums, collections, and albums with David Ewan. Their most recent album, 8, came out earlier this year, and from this album, this is Arlog with Hi Deg, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. Mm-hmm. That was He Dig from our log. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the band Callan. Callan was formed in 2006, and they have toured regularly since they were formed, generally playing more outside of Wales on the festival circuit than in the country. They released their first album on Sign in 2008, which was well received, and have since released 5 studio albums plus a live album, mainly on Sign. The band split in 2024, though many former members are still active with other projects. From their debut album, Bling, this is Callum with Callan Reeve Die. That was Callan Reeve Die from Callan. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week, featuring artists who are appearing at the upcoming Focus Wales Music Festival in Wrexham. Huv ar mitreo.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. you could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca and apply today.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.